What's going on, y'all? It's the Cannon Aiden Pod here. Another episode coming at you. This one's episode number 8. Me and Aiden back together, as our people on YouTube can see. Aiden, how you doing?
I'm doing good today, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. We're going to start uploading to YouTube, TikTok, so fun stuff going out. But Aiden, we got a special guest on today.
We have a special guest today. It's our Uncle Shane, Shane Church, Larry Shane Church. You know what I'm saying?
How's it
He's
going?
Here, man.
It's good, man. I just came back from Oklahoma.
Yeah, you just did a little camping.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to ask you first question, because you created the Cannon Aiden logo.
Yeah.
And you updated it.
Yes.
So it wasn't like a, we didn't, say, here's what we want. So you kind of had, you kind of just did whatever. Mm-hmm. So what was your thought process when you were making that?
Well, I know you guys were, heavily into basketball. And according to Josh, he was you guys were, on stats. You were getting down to the core of it. So it had to be a basketball, right? I put the hoop, they're scoring. Whoever it is, it's you guys, you are scoring, right?
Yeah.
And then I thought about the core of it, and I was like, an apple has a core. So kind of mixed the basketball and the apple. So those little marks taken out of it are actually bite marks, right? And there's apple underneath. But in all, when you look at it almost looks like it's a Nerf basketball that has chunks out of it.
It kind
of
does,
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
So that's cool, though. So those of you who didn't know, this is who made our logo, our uncle. So talk a little bit about, your graphic design, because, we didn't just a little bit about graphic design, make our logo. You actually, do that type of stuff. So talk a little bit about that and, how you're still passionate about it, because you've been doing it for a long time. Because I remember when I was little, you, editing my face on, Mario or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Get me on a Lego Indiana Jones.
Well, let's see. 16 years of it, different facets of the industry, GameStop, mortgage, software. I don't know, man. It's like a free will of mine. And a lot of graphic designers will just do, let's say, package design.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I want to do that too. But I also want to do digital video editing.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to animate. And so I didn't stop. I just started digesting everything I could.
Having as much, many projects going on at once.
And I'm still like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just started working for a helicopter place while I'm waiting for other stuff to take off, and they're called Schweizer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm there for 3 weeks and I'm already animating their logo.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Because I'm gonna, wedge myself hopefully into my own department.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They don't have a marketing or graphics guy, so I don't know.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So another question I have is, this isn't on here, but so your job, obviously, you sit at a computer all day. What I do, I write articles, sit at a computer. What advice would you have for me is, just in that aspect of, staying focused when you're at a computer screen all day?
Okay, so, as you can see right here, I stand up.
Okay.
I mean, sitting is horrible for you. Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, when you get into your 40s, you're going to be like, oh, my God, I sat too long. Because I had an x-ray on my spine, and because I get into a certain position,
mm-hmm.
At the bottom of my spine it curved.
Ooh.
So I had to start standing and stretching and just doing these exercises. It didn't hurt anymore and I feel great.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely take breaks. Go outside and look at nature or something, I don't know. Just something to, just a trail for you to walk on or something, because I walk a lot during the day. Mm-hmm. I'll take a break and go walk,
go inhale the fresh air,
and it resets your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like when you come in the morning with your cup of coffee and you're starting your day all over again.
I know.
It's a refresh.
Yeah.
Kind of remind me, I slouch really bad. Mm-hmm. I'm always hunched over, looking like the lady from Young Frankenstein.
me too. No, that's good, because a lot of times I don't do that. As I just go, I'm going to sit down on my laptop, I finish one thing, I do the
because
next.
Your brain takes over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Another thing too is, you just need to move your hands differently, because I've developed carpal tunnel.
Because I remember after the last game of the season a couple weeks ago, my hands would fall asleep after I was done typing, because I typed so much. I went to church that night, my hands were falling asleep because I had typed so much. So yeah, that's good.
One thing about being focused, I remember we used to do basketball and stuff like that. We would just go so hard for it all week, but we got burnt out so fast. It was like 2 weeks. Yeah, we're on it. We're on it. And we're just like
Burnt out.
No matter what your passion is, you still got to take a break from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. So talk about, you went to hunt Bigfoot this weekend. So talk about your trip first off, but talk about it in the perspective of someone that doesn't know what you do like we do.
Okay, so let's see, I'm 46, so 6 years ago when I turned 40, I was like, I need an adventure. Granddad, unknowingly, got me into this subject.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, he would watch shows like Leonard Nimoy's In Search Of, and that's when I first saw that Bigfoot, Patterson-Gimlin footage, and it burned in my head as a kid. So when I turned 40, I was like, you know, the kids are getting older, I can do stuff. And I did. I started doing stuff. And I didn't even know that like 18 months into it, we were going to come upon a place in Oklahoma where we were going to be casting tracks, 16-inch and 20-inch long tracks that are pretty mind-blowing. And you show them to people and, you know, they may say, well, Bigfoot's not real. Well, it's not until it is. It's kind of one of those things. And then you got the religious aspect of it. You know, I talk to people that are, I believe in God, but you got people that are heavily into church and like that. That can't be real. And I'm like, well, what if it's Nephilim from Genesis? What if it is? I don't know. All I know is either Jim Henson, Stan Winston's company, is messing with some guys that some that live in Texas and some that live in Arkansas and Oklahoma, and they know exactly where we're going to mess with us, which I don't think so, or it's 100% real.
Yeah, that was kind of one thing I wanted to ask you is, like, I'm glad you touched on the religious aspect of it, but, like, what would you say to those people that say, oh, it's not real, or, like, they don't know?
Well, a lot of people that say that's not real, they're getting their information from beyond, from sitting on the couch. You know what I mean?
They're not really going out there, not really doing nothing.
You gotta go out there. Like, we've gone out to this area hundreds of times, and only four times have we ever cast and found tracks. Only four times. So, 96% of the time, we don't find nothing.
Yeah.
But we're still passionate about it. And we still do it. And it pays off. And then you get accused for making them, too, by the people that are on TV, like Cliff Berrickman.
Cliff Berrickman?
Yeah.
He has a really TV name. I can see him with a spray tan.
He was a fourth grade science teacher that got into Bigfoot. And now he's on that Finding Bigfoot show, or has been. He's like this really small red-faced guy that probably needs to quit drinking.
Some of the stuff you found is pretty, you know, I mean, there's not really a whole lot of explanation for it other than Bigfoot. Like, some of it is freaking crazy, like these tracks. How did that come about?
Okay, so one of my best friends lives in Oklahoma, Brian Hewlin. He was on a Moro Mushroom Facebook group. And Moro Mushrooms are a seasonal mushroom that grow in like creek bottoms and stuff. And I heard they're delicious. Never had them. So he's interested in that. And there's this young hunter. She's posting pictures of these tracks. And she's getting clowned on this Facebook site. And Brian's like, message through Messenger. He's like, hey, you take me these tracks, I'll give you $100. Just because I want to get in there and see what's going on. And she took him serious. And he met up. And that place has been fruitful ever since. It's crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, a lot of people see this and they're like, oh, it's dumb, it's fake. But then, like, I look at this stuff that you have and I'm like,
that's crazy. When you're sitting around the campfire and rocks come hurling in to camp, nothing's... Bears don't throw rocks.
I feel like sometimes, too, it's not always just about finding Bigfoot. It's about, like, the time you spend out there, too. I'm sure y'all have a good time out there.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all aren't just, like, rolling around in, like, you know what I'm saying, like, military gear, you know what I'm saying, flashlights.
Some of the guys are military. But it's kind of like a separate family, camaraderie.
would say some people have like different attitudes towards it, though. Like some guys who just mess around, or some guys take it too seriously, or is everyone there kind of just like?
No, we're all very different in our point of views, and a lot of times we don't agree with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the different point of views, I think, is important, because if you take little pieces of what's pretty solid from each one of us and put it together, it really forms out a good piece of evidence,
mm-hmm.
or the data that we can then record from that. So you gotta have a variety of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
Balances it out.
Yep.
It's kind of like doing like a school project, and it's like you get with your friend and y'all both don't do anything in class, and you're not getting that project done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be, I don't know.
And you know why I do this? I'm not trying to make money. I just want to see one, man. I just want to see it.
So that's the reason.
That's my main goal.
So do you even want to like prove it, or you just want to prove it to yourself almost?
I don't think I want to prove it, because I don't know, man. You would have to like bring a body in.
Yeah,
because
no matter what, everyone's always going to say it's fake.
Yeah, yeah.
Video, DNA, someone out there is going to call it fake no matter what.
But just for me, just to see one, and maybe I'm crapping my pants or something because I'm terrified, I'd be good with that right there.
So what would you say is like the craziest like Bigfoot? Have you like a Bigfoot encounter?
I think the craziest thing was we were on Mountain Fork River on a rock bar, and it's literally an island made of white rocks, and we take a little Smokin' Joe grill, and we'll like kayak down river to this place, and we'll grill some food and just kind of listen. And one night we were out there, we kept hearing yells and whoops and that kind of stuff, and then this putrid, almost rotten, the sweet smell just kind of like came into where we were. And I wasn't scared, but there was a guy that was, he said he was an Army. He was like, hey, man, who wants to go? Hey, Shane, you want to go back to camp? Come on, man, let's go back to camp. It's like, no, man, I drove like 6 hours to get here. I'm going back to nowhere. So we just stayed out there until the smell went away, you know? And it wasn't a skunk. It was just, I don't know how to explain it. It sounds like there's a giant man out there just almost like roaring, you know? Very guttural.
Bigfoot must have had some Taco Bell that day or something.
Have you had any other crazy encounters, like not just Bigfoot, but like any like animals or anything crazy like that?
Animals, we did have a bear come into camp, but he really didn't do anything, just kind of sniffed around. But the next day we got up, and Brian actually cast that thing's tracks, the bear's tracks.
Oh, yeah.
So we have him for comparison. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do in that situation? Were you like freaked out, or...
Or was like,
yeah, because we're like, holy hell, man, a bear came in a camp. We're like nowhere near anything.
Yeah, I don't got nowhere. Anyone gets bit, attacked, that's it.
Yeah, if you get bit by a snake out there, you just got to really remain calm until we can get you somewhere.
So you're literally going in the middle of nowhere for this.
Yeah, yeah, there's... Mm-hmm.
Like no cell service. Like.
I have Verizon. Sorry, Verizon. When you're in the woods, you suck. I'm
gonna say that. In a lot of places, they suck. I can't get service like in Mansfield.
Like, I was trying to go live in Oklahoma this last weekend, and I got cut off. At a pinnacle moment, man.
So how many kids, do you think kids like of our generation would be able to do this? Or like?
Yeah, I think if you have the passion and the curiosity, you'll kind of just fall into it. It's not, you gotta really want to do this. You gotta love the camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
And you got to be able to get out there too, and like be okay with the fact that you're gonna be pooping in a tree.
Oh man, I love pooping in the woods.
I went camping before. I could not poop out there, man.
Absolutely love it. What's I'd rather poop in the woods than anywhere.
Why?
I don't know, man. You're surrounded by trees. The air's fresh until you start pooping.
So if you dropped 100 of us, like kids from our class, into the woods to hunt Bigfoot, how many of us would survive a week?
Oh my god, y'all would be crying and stuff. Because I've seen some grown men almost just, you know, get terrified enough to where they just want to go home.
I think the first thing is we'd be very cold. We don't know how to start a fire. And if we got people like my brother out there and his friends, then we don't have anywhere to sleep either, because our tent can't get set up. So we're going to be sleeping in the woods, covering up under the stars, I guess.
Leaves.
Hey, but that's the thing, man. You get to see all the stars. And Mountain Fork River, when you kayak down at a certain time, there's like literally hundreds of bats above your head. bats.
Bats?
Yeah, because they're like eating mosquitoes, right? Mm-hmm. And you're kayaking, your paddle's going up. And they're like doing this acrobatic stuff around your paddle. Like they never hit you. They never hit your paddle.
Hmm.
But they're just gobbling up mosquitoes.
Like that's coordinated,
cool.
Huh?
It is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit shifting the focus, I want to ask you about our podcast. So like, what are your thoughts about it? The good, the bad, and what advice do you have for us? What we're doing right now?
The bad, I don't think there is, in my own opinion, I don't think you guys are doing anything bad. I think that y'all compliment each other. The questions you ask are well thought out, and they do, you know, kind of direct the conversation. I really don't have any advice for you guys, except maybe, I don't know, I mean, later on maybe y'all can add sound effects or something like that to it, or or some background music maybe that's real subtle. Mm-hmm. That's it, man. I mean, you guys are like, for as young as you two are, you guys sound more professional than a lot of these other idiots that I've listened to out there in podcast land, you know? Because most of the time I just turn them off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna listen to my nephews. It's not because you're my nephews, it's because I think y'all have something solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you think this stuff is better than the basketball stuff and the other stuff that we were doing?
I think the basketball stuff was really awesome for those that are that into the stats and what's going on. And you can still talk about that.
Yeah.
Right? You can just kind of pepper it in your normal, raw conversation.
It's kind of hard right now with the Rockets. Our situation out there not great right now.
No, yeah, you're right, though. We definitely can.
And now we get to talk about my class presentations where it's a white background and black text and a picture that I did in 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah, Aiden might need
I didn't get to mention that before.
Aiden might need some graphic designing.
Currently behind on 2 projects, so.
But no, I mean, I think it's good because we can still mention basketball, but we also have our personality. So do you think we've like always kind of had that, or we like kind of developed that creating content?
I think you guys grew in it, but I think you grew in it together after feeding off one another.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about, too, like, me and Aiden weren't always this close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
in the beginning, we're like,
Remember when Kane was little, and he'd be like, who wants to play later?
I knew it.
Bro, I've heard that so many times. I don't even remember him saying that. I've heard it from everybody. It's like, everyone always says that. One thing I want to go back to on the Bigfoot thing is, like, what else do you think could be out there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you look at a Bigfoot, but, like, you can look at aliens, you can look at anything and say it's there.
So, because I do this, people think we're like the Ghostbusters or something. So we'll get all kinds of weird stuff. People are asking us about Dogman. It's like some kind of werewolf looking thing. And I'm like, damn it, I don't want to see that.
How many people think you guys are like devil worshippers? Because like I know so many people.
That's funny you say that.
So many people, like when the newest Disney movie comes out, they're like, don't let your Christian kids watch this. So, like, how many people think
Hocus Pocus?
Yeah. Like how many people think you're devil worshippers?
Well, I had one guy this weekend. He was like, I don't know what you're doing out in the woods. You're just looking for demons. You're a demon looker, and you need to read the Bible and blah blah blah. And I was like, all right, dude. Well, I'll let you read my Bible if I can read yours. He was just being I think he was just being a jerk. He was just trying to stir up.
Like, yeah, start something.
Have you seen this online?
Yeah.
Dang. Just like start up something?
This was our
like Kane's hater, man.
He's probably going to get kicked out of the group because I think he's just trying to make people mad.
Yeah.
Which he needs to read.
And it's easy to say stuff behind a screen, like not trying to call a dude out, but the dude that always be hating on my stuff has like 4 followers, so
exactly.
Yeah, actually he had 3, but then I had to give him a follow. I want to see more of what he had to say to Kane, man.
I looked up this dude and he's got like 10 friends, so it's like, I think it comes with the territory.
He's sitting on his computer. You have devil worshiper.
Remember that quote Mike Tyson said about how everyone's talking all this mess behind the scenes.
Was this before or after he went to prison?
I don't know, man. All I know is that dude will
knock you out. So you guys get a lot of haters doing this, right?
Oh, yeah. There's always haters. There's always, like, alleged drama. Brian and I, we just try to squash it. Mm-hmm. Brian and I are like you two guys. Like,
Child relax.
We do our own show thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very raw. It's unscripted. If we screw up, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, But yeah, we try to put those fires out, because other people that are in our group that are really great people, that, you know, they can get their feelings hurt.
Yeah, no, I understand. And,
you know, you got people sending pictures and they got red circles all over the place and stuff. There's one right there, there's one right there. That's you're just seeing stuff in the leaves, man. That's not solid.
Like, dude, you show me stuff like that before, where like people are like be like, it's right here.
I got a guy at one time. He sent me a picture. He's like, man, there's a dog, man. It's a skinwalker, man. It's right there. Do you see it? And I put it in Photoshop and I adjusted the levels and the curves and messed with the color. And I was like, here's what it really is, man. It's just leaves and branches. And he was like, oh. He was all fired up. It's a dog, man.
I've never heard of a dog man before. I've heard of like a skinwalker. Is it like a Wendigo? I've heard of those before.
I've heard of that before.
Which I don't know if that's real, but I've always seen them in video games. They seem pretty cool.
Man, I'm still just trying to focus on one weird thing. I just can't.
You know, about aliens, man.
So I want to kind of like squash this if you can.
Okay, let's squash it,
Kane. Can you still be a Christian and hunt Bigfoot?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lady named Lori Croson, and she's a very devout Christian. She is hardcore about the subject matter and makes some really good campfire potato skins, dude, with some cheese on.
Ooh, okay.
That's another thing. You get to eat a lot of great food.
I just wanted to like throw it out there, like no one's worse than the devil around here. Like, you know, you can still be a Christian.
I haven't met anyone like that except for one guy named Jason Triangle, who's very strange.
Triangle's his last name?
That's not his last name.
Goes by that?
Yeah.
Like a pyramid kind of thing?
And he's got like this long ponytail. He's like, hey man, you need to come with me in the woods, dude. You gotta come with me, man, because I can summon these things, man, because this is not the real life, man. This is the new world. I was like, I'm going to talk to you like ever again.
Yeah, I was going to say. Hard pass on that one.
His eyes are bugging out. And he's a real short guy. When he talks to you, he like tries to get this close. You're like, dude.
It's like a serial killer kind of guy.
Smell your nostrils. Get out of my face.
So going back to like me and Aiden kind of, do you think we kind of like developed it over time? Like, how have you seen our relationship grow over the years?
Well, I mean, y'all went from like little kids, like Aiden was like a little turd. Kind of still is, right? And Kane was always very shy. You were always really shy. And it's like, I think you two balance each other. So I don't know, man. It's just watching you two grow. And I think it went rapid after y'all's voices started changing, because y'all's first stuff was like, ah, yeah.
No, I definitely remember that. Because I go back to listen to some of our old stuff, and it's like unlistenable sometimes.
I don't like basketball. You know, just like little dudes.
But hey, I think like
it was only like 2018. It wasn't that long if you think about it.
No.
Like 4 years.
But right. We've grown so much since then. We've gotten a lot more comfortable in front of the camera, in front of the mic, like doing this. What do you think? Have you noticed that about yourself too? Is like as you from when you started to now, like you're a lot more comfortable.
I feel that if you have the passion for something, like especially if you're going to be on camera, you'll do it, man. Just like I do it with my group stuff. I don't get scared or terrified. In fact, Brian's supposed to be speaking at a conference next year. And I'm like, dude, I'll help you with the slideshow, you know, with all your background stuff. And he's like, what are you talking about? You're going to be up there with me. Because he doesn't like to do that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But he wants to, like, pull me into it.
Mm-hmm. See, me, I feel like I've never been nervous, like, going in front of people. Or maybe yeah. I'm more nervous going in front of people that I do know than people that I don't know. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So have you found, like, you doing some of the stuff on camera has made you more, like, comfortable with, like, the big stuff that you have to do? Because I remember, like, when I first started, I had my first interview on the Ranger Report podcast. They're like, whoa, like, you're so comfortable in front of the mic. Like, yeah, it's because me and Aiden have done all this stuff throughout all the years. So have you found, like, even when y'all went to pitch the cartoon, we're going to get into the cartoon another time, but, like, have you found that you're more comfortable in front of a camera then, you know?
Yeah, but as far as that went, man, your dad shined. Josh shined on that one because, dude, I had my head in the artwork.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like by the time it came to talk up and hype it up, my brain was almost like dead.
Yeah.
But Josh, you know, he had a different point of view. Like, like I said, you know, different points of view. And he just hit a home run, man. He hit it.
How important is it to have a partner like that, like with what we have?
I think it's real important, man. I mean, Yeah, because y'all are going to... Every time y'all talk and y'all are hanging out together, you're like brainstorming, even if you're not brainstorming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Almost like you get in sync a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, yeah.
And if, you know, people are all alone, you kind of just get... I don't know. I think it's always better to have people and partners.
Mm-hmm. Someone to do this with, you know, because podcast by yourself is not not it. So, yeah, I mean, that was a good interview. It was fun. Uncle Shane, thanks for hopping on with us.
Hell yeah.
We're definitely going to have him on again. Be on the lookout for when we have, we're going to have him and Aiden's dad on talking about the cartoon eventually.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah,
yes, you can, man.
I'm very proud of you too.
I appreciate it.
Proud of you too, man. I remember you were just a little guy. Man, oh, making Bigfoot
thing. Little guy.
Nah, but yeah, no. So it's good stuff. Be on the lookout. We're gonna have some interesting episodes. We got maybe have a pastor interview coming up. So be on the lookout for that, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna have all three of our dads on. So well, we had Uncle Shane on, but we're gonna have my dad, Aiden's
the
dad.
Three brothers, man.
We might have the three brothers special. So
oh, man,
that's gonna be out of control.
That'll be an interesting one. So be on the lookout, guys. Okay. But for now. This is Kane and Aiden
signing off.